Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is in Iraq on the second day of his visit there. Today he traveled outside Baghdad, visiting U.S. troops in Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown. Then he went to the northern city of Mosul. His helicopter flew over the house where U.S. troops killed Saddam's two sons in late July. Secretary Rumsfeld met later with reporters. He was asked about the renewed administration efforts to get other countries to assist in Iraq and whether the U.S. has hat in hand as it asks for help.
Leadership requires that you go ask somebody if they will help. I mean, you call that hat in hand, if you will. I call it coalition building. It's always been that way. You diplomatically go out and say to countries, we would like you to participate.
Mr. Rumsfeld is in Iraq to make a first-hand assessment of the situation there. NPR's Emily Harris joins us now from Baghdad. And Emily, has Secretary Rumsfeld given his assessment based on what he's seen and heard there?
Secretary Rumsfeld is pretty upbeat about what he's been seeing in Iraq. He did tell troops today that it's not going to be a straight path to accomplish all the goals the U.S. wants to accomplish here, but he says there's been measurable progress since he was last here 4 months ago. He cited 6,000 humanitarian projects that troops have done. And yesterday evening, he took a helicopter flight over Baghdad and said it looked as lit up as Chicago is, although electricity is not consistent here. One thing he has stressed is that there's no need for more U.S. troops in Iraq, despite a difficult security situation with soldiers getting shot at or ambushed still regularly every day.
The secretary's visit coincides with negotiations at the United Nations this week. These negotiations over a new Security Council resolution that's aimed at getting more countries to contribute troops to Iraq. Would that make a difference?
It's hard to know whether having a more international troops here would make a tangible difference. I mean, more troops would make a difference, the top U.S. commander here has said, in terms of allowing more flexibility, allowing more missions to get done. But the U.S. is interested in the international face of things, in part because the U.S. military is getting stretched, but in part to try to convince Iraqis that this is an international mission. Right now, there's about 150,000 U.S. troops here and some 22,000 non-U.S. troops from 29 countries, which the administration sees as very international, but here it's seen as an American effort through and through, good or bad.
Emily, there was a shooting today at a mosque in Baghdad. What can you tell us about that?
It happened early in the morning, just after morning prayers were finishing. One eyewitness told me that three men drove a car up to the curb, hopped out and walked up to the mosque gate, started shooting into the courtyard as people were coming out. Three people were injured. It's totally unclear who the gunmen were or why they were shooting. And three people wounded by gunshots in Iraq is not terribly unusual. But mosques, of course, are very sensitive places here, and every incident like this raises concerns about the overall stability in the country.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.
NPR's Emily Harris in Baghdad.